Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am Reshma Tiwari with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts strong maritime capabilities key to country's economic and strategic influence. Commissions three indigenous naval warships in Kolkata. Talks underway in Switzerland between US and Iran to strengthen the interim agreement and consolidate efforts to end West Asia conflict. Pressure mounts again on British Prime Minister Keir Starmer to step down as leader of the Labour Party. Indian women's hockey team lifts FIH Nations Cup for defeating hosts New Zealand 2-0 in the final. And in cricket, India wins Tri-Nation A Series beating host Sri Lanka by 66 runs in final. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized the importance of maritime strength in the modern world, stressing that strong maritime capabilities are a deciding factor for countries' economic and strategic influence. He stated that India fully understands this reality and is preparing itself accordingly.
2014 तक भारत करीब 700 करोड़ रुपए के रक्षा उत्पादों का निर्यात करता था। आज यह आंकड़ा बढ़कर करीब 40,000 करोड़ रुपए पहुंच रहा है। भारत में बने रक्षा उपकरण अब दुनिया के 80 से अधिक देशों तक पहुंच रहे हैं। 12 साल में जो प्रगति हुई है, वो ये बताती है कि जब नीति स्पष्ट हो, तो देश में कितना बड़ा परिवर्तन हो सकता है।
The Prime Minister commissioned three indigenously designed and built naval ships. An advanced stealth frigate INS Dunagiri, a large survey vessel INS Sanshodhak, and an anti-submarine warfare shallow watercraft INS Agrey at the Shyama Prasad Mukherjee port in Kolkata today. Mr. Modi noted that more than 200 MSMEs contributed to their construction, generating substantial employment and economic activity across the country. India will host the 11th BRICS Energy Ministers meeting at Gurugram in Haryana on the 25th and 26th of this month under its BRICS Chairship 2026. The meeting will focus on three key priorities: energy security and sustainability, energy access and equity, and technology and innovation. India's BRICS Chairship this year is guided by the theme Building for Resilience, Innovation, Cooperation and Sustainability. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said India and the European Union are expected to sign the long-awaited Free Trade Agreement, FTA, by December this year, with the pact likely to come into force between February and March next year. Speaking at an event in Mumbai today, Mr. Goyal said the agreement will provide Indian businesses access to almost the entire European market at near-zero duty levels, significantly boosting export opportunities. He said around 93% of Indian exports are expected to receive duty-free access under the proposed pact, which was concluded in principle earlier this year after prolonged negotiations between India and the 27-member European Union bloc. The United States and Iranian delegation have begun high-level direct talks at Bergenstock in Switzerland aimed at strengthening the fragile interim agreement between the two countries and advancing efforts to end the West Asia conflict. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance is leading the U.S. delegation, while Iran's delegation is being led by Speaker Mohammad Baghir Ghalibaf and Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi. The talks are being mediated by Qatar and Pakistan. We have a report.
The meeting comes as Tehran said the Strait of Hormuz is closed again over Israel's continued attacks on Lebanon, but the US military said the waterway remains open to all vessels. The first clause of the 14-point MOU between Tehran and Washington requires a ceasefire on all fronts, including Lebanon, where fighting has escalated between Israel and the Iranian-backed armed group Hezbollah. U.S. Vice President met top Iranian leaders with discussion focusing on Iran's nuclear program, regional stability, and keeping the vital Strait of Hormuz open. Speaking to media ahead of the meeting, J.D. Vance called it a historic moment and said the goal was to turn over a new leaf to transform the relationship between the U.S. and Iran. The U.S. delegation, which comprises Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and President Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, also held a meeting with the Pakistani mediating team today, while the Iranian negotiating team and Qatari mediators also held talks in Bergenstock. Tripti Srivastav for World News.
Meanwhile, as the peace talks began, U.S. President Donald Trump today threatened to attack Iran again. In a social media post, President Trump said Iran might face a similar or more intense attack if it did not stop its proxies or Hezbollah in Lebanon from causing trouble. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is facing increasing pressure to step down as leader of the Labour Party, with some critics calling for Andy Burnham to succeed him. The calls intensified after Burnham secured a decisive victory in the Makerfield by-election in northern England earlier this week, defeating a challenge from Nigel Farage's Reform UK and strengthening his credentials as a potential future leader. Meanwhile, Starmer says he will continue to lead the party and contest any leadership challenge rather than step aside. He is facing mounting pressure from within his own party for stepping down. France is under a severe heat wave, with temperatures reaching 40 degrees Celsius, prompting the government to place emergency services and military forces on wildfire alert. Major precautions include restricting alcohol at public events like Music Day. About a third of France is under red alert, as temperatures are high nationwide, expected to reach 40 degrees today in some areas in a country where air conditioning isn't widespread. The forecast for tomorrow is even hotter. In Afghanistan, 5 commuters were killed and 7 others injured after a vehicle overturned in eastern Parwan province. Provincial police spokesman Fazul Rahim Maskinyar said the accident occurred in the Mandi Khol area of Kohi Safi district, where the vehicle reportedly suffered a technical malfunction, causing the driver to lose control and the vehicle to overturn. Indian women hockey team has lifted the FIH Women's Nations Cup for the second time, defeating hosts New Zealand 2-0 in the final in Auckland today. With this, the Indian team also secured entry to the FIH Women's Pro League. Lalrim Siami was awarded the player of the match, while Deepika finished as the joint top scorer with 6 goals to her name. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the Indian team on their win and praised them for the exceptional performance throughout the tournament. He said the victory will inspire many young players to take up hockey. He also wished them success in future. In cricket, India A defeated host Sri Lanka by 66 runs in the summit clash of Tri-Nation A series in Dambulla today. Put into bat, India A posted 377 runs for the loss of 9 wickets in stipulated 50 overs. Indian teenage sensation Vaibhav Suryavanshi smashed a half century in just 11 balls before striking 94 in just 29 balls. In reply, Sri Lanka were bowled out for 311 in 47.1 overs. In FIFA World Cup, the match between Spain and Saudi Arabia in Group H fixture is underway at Atlanta in United States. In another clash, Belgium will face Iran in Group G match at Los Angeles in US at 12:30 a.m. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts strong maritime capabilities key to country's economic and strategic influence. Commissions 3 indigenous naval warships in Kolkata. Talks underway in Switzerland between US and Iran to strengthen the interim agreement and consolidate efforts to end West Asia conflict. Pressure mounts again on British Prime Minister Keir Starmer to step down as leader of the Labour Party. Indian women's hockey team lifts FIH Nations Cup for defeating hosts New Zealand 2-0 in the final. And in cricket, India wins Tri-Nation A series, beating hosts Sri Lanka by 66 runs in finals. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.